On Wednesday, April 3rd, and this is a special meeting of the Town of Bolton Finance Committee. And I will just note the people who are here. I'll start with those who are members of the Finance Committee. And it is myself, Ross Lally, Chair. We have Bob Monroe. We have Amanda Gordon, Bob Mora, we have Rhea, and I think that covers it. Did I say Ashley? I thought I did.
No.
Yep, Ashley is here as well. Phelan. And the only person missing who is a member of the board is Chris Connolly. And then we also have Jill Collins is present, who is Town Finance Officer, Rodney Fournier, First Selectman. And I think we have Mary, who is, I believe, our new clerk. And we have somebody, Misty C., and I do not know who that person is. You're muted, whoever you are. So we'll get started. Since I called it to order, I'll ask for any public participation. And I'm looking around the room, and I am not seeing anybody from the public raising their hand, either virtually or in person. And Misty just said she's here to observe.
Great.
Thank you for being here. And we will move on to approval of the minutes of our March 21, 2024 regular meeting.
I'll move the adoption as presented.
So Bob Mora moved to adopt the minutes as presented. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. Any discussion? I am not hearing any comments or corrections. So I will entertain a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 So it is unanimous by everybody who was here, you know, on the board. And I will also note that Jim Rupert joined the meeting, I think at about 7:17. And we will now continue on with our new budget, which is discussion of our 2025 budgets, expenditures, revenues, and grand list before BAA. So, who would like to start?
Well,
Ross, do you want me to bring up the grand list that I sent out today that has all the comparisons?
Yes, why don't we do that? Because I know, Bob, that was something you were interested in, was a comparison.
Very much, yes. And I appreciate it. I'll express my gratitude to Joe for getting that ready for us.
Can we see it? Nope, there we go. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, it's on the screen. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my mouth shut about this because Jill and I went over it this afternoon, so I will just entertain questions from the other folks. I think it does show just in general the, you know, the way our grand list has evolved over the years. And you just have to just realize that this is like 2023 is before the Board of Assessment Appeals adjustments.
Yeah. So the last revalue year was 18 here.
That
was it probably a consistent change, like in the 20s, do we know? Or is that...
Oh,
what?
From 17 to 18?
Yeah. Not that it really matters because it's not reflective of the same market
so
condition.
What was Ashley's question?
If you were to compare 2017 going into 18 as a reval year, do you know what that percent change would have looked like?
No, but I can try to look it up.
Okay, just curious how that compares to this.
It was down, I think. Or.
Oh, sometimes it does go down.
Yeah.
I would expect it to go
I don't
up.
Know if it was that one or the one before that, though.
There was one that was horrible.
during the recession. I think it was the 2013.
Yeah, that one went down.
Yeah, that one went down.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's helpful context.
Down. Yeah, that was, yeah, you gotta go back. One more second.
Yeah, the last week double was up slightly. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. Just curious from a historical standpoint.
No, I remember hoping it was going to be a lot more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually surprised it's not higher.
Yeah,
based on what I've been hearing from people.
Correct.
And
correct. I also think.
Well, why? A lot of it has to do with personal property. The other one has to do with commercial properties.
Yeah.
Which either we're level or have very moderate increases.
So that might be.
And that's that balances a lot of the residential homes, which anywhere from 30 to almost 48%.
I was thinking 30. I had 30 in my head.
I mean, it's depending on what range you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's the other thing that's difficult. Different price ranges move at a different rate.
Yeah.
So there's nothing consistent for a homeowner to figure out, why
you
me,
an interesting
why here.
What I had mentioned at our earlier meeting of our subcommittee was that I've been hearing feedback from a number of people who are own ranch houses, and their prices, their values of their houses have gone up more than other people with similar square footage, because apparently there's a demand for residences all on floor. So I've heard that as some people being, frustrated with feeling like, well, my neighbors didn't go up and they have the same square footage and blah, 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 and everything's equal, but their house style is different.
Mm-hmm.
So just passing that on to just that sort of accentuate what you were saying
is
that it's not an even across the board increase. It's really by market value, which we don't individually have control over, and certainly not as a finance committee.
Yeah.
Nope. Dubai's motor vehicle went down, though.
Well,
with all of
there was a huge spike in previous years
values,
of motor vehicle, huge motor vehicle values.
That's leveled out.
That settled down, too. So that's another.
We got over it.
That was a modifier on this,
So I would assume relatively in line with other towns.
So if we're talking about.
Question to Bob, I'm sorry, Bob Monroe, did you have a question?
I'm sorry.
Without having my hand raised, sorry about that. I mean, that's an impressive increase, really impressive.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out how to estimate that, but when you're looking at the total 581, and I understand this is before appeals, compared to 468. Net from 2022, that's 63 million dollar increase, right? No, more, 81.
That's more.
Yeah, 81 and 32. So like 116 million or something like that. I was wondering how much money at the present tax rate, how much money would that generate? And then I almost think a good place to start, given the fact that we should have a surplus in our regular budget as well, would be what we could decrease the tax rate to as a baseline to just support last year's budget.
Well, the motor vehicle mill rate is different than the personal property and real estate, so you'd have to apply a different
separately
rate to each of those numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want a baseline, right, Bob?
Yeah, but if it's approximately, ideal approximation, sorry guys.
Yeah.
We're talking, 29% increase there. That's a real number. So. A 25% increase in the taxable grand list as just a benchmark, that would increase our revenue by about 25% to the general fund.
You're increasing your revenue that is not driven by grant monies and interest income and so forth. So it's not the total source of income.
Yeah, I'm not, and I'm not trying to even represent it as that. I'm just about as far as the grand list. The amount of revenue generated from the tax on residential, personal, yeah, property, motor vehicle. Yeah.
So what you're saying is if you didn't change the mill rate, and based on the fact that things went up approximately 25% in value, you would expect 25% more revenue. I'm right. Just speaking roughly. You know, no intent of precision, just directionally.
Yes, yes.
So we have 25% more revenue from that particular source of income.
Which must translate to what, about $4 million at least?
Five, maybe? I mean, just doing the difference.
Yeah.
Oh, no, what is it? What are we at? 43.82.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100 and... Oh, something went wrong here. Damn it. 43. Yeah, I'm getting like 45,200,000, but that's not using different rates for the motor vehicle and the property, right?
How much, Amanda?
5,200,000. If you just multiply if you find out what the value would be in the difference between the 581 and the 468.
All right, and then it's going to be. And I was thinking about, you know, so we don't need to generate that kind of money, that's for sure. Which means our mill rate can go down.
That mill rate will go down.
A lot. Right.
Presumably, yes. Yeah. And we know we'll have more revenue on the interest.
Well, that's where I have some questions on it, is revenues that, besides that, because last year, you budgeted X amount of dollars in unexpended funds, but the amount of dollars was actually higher.
Right, we don't have that yet either.
Well, that's a number that we should know.
Surplus was higher than what we allocated.
Was higher. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have.
So
do we have the
that number we should have to work with. The other number is, I think we did talk about it, but that was anticipated total interest we should have, and we.
Or a lot higher.
It's got to be a minimum of $500,000.
Yeah, it should be about the same as we had this year, just based on the fact of what we've heard, that they're probably not going to lower rates substantially.
Right. Yeah, that's anticipated, and at the same time.
But you're talking about what's happened.
We still have that $500,000 to offset.
Is it $500,000?
You're close to four now.
Yeah.
So you'll have that. And then what we should have between both town and Port of Ed, unexpended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if they're ever going to have anything on the town side, but.
I think by the time I'm moving down the road, we're going to need this when we make a decision of setting our budget.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Tonight, we don't, I'm not saying tonight, but.
Oh, no, I know.
That's what I'm looking at in my checklist so I can make an intelligent decision.
Yeah. And the Board of Ed already committed 130?
No.
No, 300. 300.
300? Oh,
and then we just approved another 50 tonight.
350?
So 350. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking that we have our public hearing is on the 30th.
Yeah.
And we have, you know, so we have some time still
to
get the numbers together.
Yeah.
But it's also one of those things that I wouldn't waste too much time thinking about exact numbers as so much as what are we getting direction. This is my thoughts, and you feel free to disagree. I'd focus more on let's just get it directionally right. We take it to the public hearing, get their feedback, and then by that time we should have some more information and be able to adjust it and then work towards what we feel based on the public hearing's input
approach.
And you know, what new information we have, what we actually want to propose is the budget.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
If that makes sense.
No.
I think Bob has a hand up.
Ross, are you advocating that we total up the budget requests, add it to last year's budget?
I'm not.
Calculated mill rate and put it out, and let me finish, and put it out for the public?
I'm not advocating anything other than a general approach, I said, which was that I wouldn't sweat the details too much, that we make a directional budget. You know, how we get there, I'm leaving it up to discussion. And if you disagree with the approach I have, we can talk about that as well.
No, I would definitely disagree with that, because the change in the grand list is so large. We can make a much better guess at it with a little bit, just even a little bit more information. That being, as Bob Moore pointed out, the amount of the additional unspent cash from last year, which I think is going to still be significant. And when you add the request for town and town side and board side, education side, you're only looking at about $900,000, and we're going to have, in my opinion, plenty to meet that with the combination of the additional excess or unspent cash from last year and $500,000 from this year, plus the Board of Education, I believe, is now up to, what, $350,000, did you say, Ashley?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, and I, along with Amanda, would suspect that the town side is not going to have hardly any. But when you go back to the year before, there may be a more significant amount of
Amanda.
But, you know, but
hold on, Amanda had her hand up.
I did have a question. I can respond to. So I know we're going to be overspent on waste, right? We just don't know how much, right?
Right.
And then
yes, that's it.
But then we also wanted to take $25K for the fire department strategic plan. So I don't know.
When
I
you
mean,
say take 25, do you mean add or remove?
Use 25K from this year's budget to apply towards that, right, so that we only have to spend 25,000 next year, right, towards it.
Okay.
But
that leaves us with a rather narrow amount. I mean, years in the past, we've been around 250,
yes,
and even higher. And so I quite honestly, if you're looking at that one, that's probably max, I would say, is 100.
For the Board of Selectmen to return?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I would say that's a max at this stage.
Well, Jill, do you have a projection?
I mean, is Jim on?
Jim and Jill both.
You thinking?
No, I haven't looked at, or Jim and I have to get together and talk about that, because
right,
I don't know things that he has plans for.
Yeah, I'm just pontificating.
Well, I'm just saying, if you wanted to just have a placeholder in there that was reasonable to give us something to discuss, then it sounds like 100,000 might be reasonable for now.
Could be
with
a
little understanding
lower.
That it's
good.
This is kind of what I meant, Bob.
Thanks.
Bless you, Ashley. You know, when I was just saying directionally, I didn't mean to not have this discussion,
no,
Bob. I meant to just be, you know, not sweat the details too much, because we won't have all the information by the time that we get to the public hearing. We'll have enough to make, you know, a good guess at how we're going to fund it, and is there any way to reduce any, you know, the ask.
So the actual question I had was, Jill, when are we as the Board of Finance Committee going to have the conversation about the revised revenue for FY24 and then the revenue for next year's budget?
Well, I guess that all depends on the Finance Committee. I have numbers from the state as of right now, and then it's a matter of going through all the revenues and deciding what we're going to put in for all the different categories other than the state grant money. So we'll have to go down the list at some point in time.
But we want to do that before the public hearing, right?
Correct.
Oh, absolutely.
Presumably at the next meeting.
The 18th, is
yeah,
that
the
18th.
Enough
yeah, the
18th, time?
I'm just looking at the schedule, it's the
yeah.
18th.
18th would be the one you'd want
that
to
should, that should be fine.
Does that sound doable? Because we don't have much time after that. We only have 12 days
yeah.
to get for the public hearing, and we're not going to want to be doing this the morning of the public yeah. hearing.
Yeah.
Because it has to be filed with the town clerk by the 26th, so we actually have after the next meeting, it's really just, what, 13, 14 days, two
yeah.
weeks?
Yeah. I'm a newbie here, so my questions are based upon pretty limited knowledge, but one of the things that in our budget presentations, it didn't appear to me in either budget that there were any standout items to come before us that we saw as an issue. So
when you say an issue,
issue that we would have to consider reducing.
Okay.
Okay. And that was my preliminary, you know, but that doesn't mean you aren't forced to if budget arises. So if we're just for begin conversation, if we use those numbers as a starter,
yeah,
and offset it, and let's see where that goes. That gives us, I think, is that how you've done it?
That's not just suggesting. It's just we have a spreadsheet with some of the general,
right,
not really granular categories, yeah, right, of expenditures, and some not very category, you know, granular categories of revenue, and just see what the deltas are afterwards compared to the budget, the combined budgets.
Yeah, because the numbers will change before, yeah, we have to set a mill rate. Because,
mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah, but we have to start somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, we have to start somewhere, right, and we just know that we're not gonna have all the information. That was one of the things we talked about as a team, was like reducing the amount of, yeah, meetings we have and reducing the discussion on things that we just don't know the answers to until, right, we get the info.
I mean, do we wanna start the revenue conversation tonight, or Jill, are you not prepared to do that?
No, I was going to say, I have the budgeted revenues and actuals on a spreadsheet if you want to see that at this point. I can share that with everyone.
Yeah, and just let me make a note that Kristen Heck just joined it. I think it's 7:38.
So,
and Bob Monroe, you have another question, sir?
I do. Yeah, the approach that I'm advocating is, as I hopefully enunciate properly, would be to find out, instead of even getting into the numbers of revenue, and I agree with Bob Moore's statement that the budgets that were presented were once again very professional and justifiable. So if you go on that premise, and we know how much money we spent last year, if we based on our budget even, and then look at how much money the major factor of the grant list would produce. And I suggest then what we do is find out what we do if we reduce that mill rate down to zero, and not to down to zero, but to no, so it funds last year's budget, not this year's proposed budgets. Then we have the other revenues that Bob was mentioning in particular would be the next step. Find out how much money we have to bring forward and then look at the request. And I think that besides the revenue that we're bringing forward, I mean, and the grand list thing, it's gonna be a huge, huge amount of money. So we don't need to be fooling around with, you know, as you say, getting too far into the details. On a general level, we would be far better served, I think, to understand that picture.
But we have to revise this year's revenues, and we have to set revenues for next year. So why spend time on a hypothetical when we can just do the darn thing?
And then look at it compared to last year's after we have done,
right,
that.
And the open,
because last year's thing is, I mean,
as placeholders.
The revenue part is just be so out of proportion. It's gonna be so huge.
I guess I'm not understanding.
I'm not following, Bob, because, yeah, you wind up in, I think we need, like Amanda said, to go through that drill of understanding what our revenues and expenses are, and then you can fit the mill rate in there that would keep them either at last year's expenses or at the proposed increase, which is what, 3.5%, somewhere in that area,
what,
combined.
What is it in dollars?
What is what in dollars?
The total increase in
dollars. Total increase in dollars.
Of the grand list?
No.
No.
Proposed increase
In request.
In the budget? So that's, so Jill, am I correct in saying that I have to subtract $100,000 from the difference between last year and?
I wouldn't worry about that level of detail.
For this moment, I don't think $100,000 matters.
No, I'm just trying to figure, yeah. Cause I.
So the Board of Education's proposed increase is, let's see, okay, you got it?
Assuming there's a contingency fund of $25,000, which I put as a placeholder, the difference is $851,883.
$851,883.
And that represents.
But I think that's actually $100,000 higher.
Okay, give or take a hundred.
So much.
Yeah, let me change this to 4923, and that would give me more accurate numbers, 4923. 951883, yeah.
951883, increase over last year's.
Yep, that's including Board of Ed, Board of Selectmen, debt, capital.
That's the adopted budget, not the audited actual expense.
So that's total.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. So. Simple mind in this corner says you have $500,000 in interest earned. You have, Jill didn't tell me, but we have additional surplus from last year to put against this. Do we know that off the hand, Jill?
Nope, the audit's not done.
Okay, you have a guess?
We have, yes.
A range? I have no idea. Okay. All right. So question mark. And then we have another 350,000 being returned from the Board of Ed side. And let's say throw 100,000 in from the Board of Selectmen side. Yes.
So you got 400.
That equals the increase.
Yeah, you have $450,000, you know, give backs from both, you know, money being returned.
Right.
From, you know, the two budgets, so that takes you to that's 450,000, and then we were over with the interest probably by what, almost 400,000?
485,000. We budgeted 15 and we're gonna be at about 5.
All right, so it'll be 485,000 over, so there you go.
That's the point I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
That's your increase.
And then you have the grand list on top of that. So if you wanted to just, you know, do this increase, you just need to, you know, do the budgets without dropping them, you know, decreasing them. It's just like $100,000 we have to look for.
Yeah.
Cool. What is the purpose of this?
Why?
Hypothetical? Yeah.
Well, easy.
I just want a concrete number for me, so I'm like,
okay, well,
lost.
I could get, well, it says, all right. And all said and done, and the public asks, okay, what does your increase budget mean? To me, you know.
The requested spend is $950,000.
Yeah, and between monies we've earned and surplus, that covers that increase. So if nothing else was different,
well,
you would have a zero increase in your mill rate.
Got it.
Well, actually, not only the mill rate and what you actually pay.
And what actually pay.
What you actually pay will be almost no increase.
No increase.
The mill rate would go down.
Yeah, right.
And the amount that you actually pay in taxes, on average, it's going to vary by individual of what happens with the value.
That's where I was going with it.
Okay.
It would be about the same.
Now we need to get the numbers.
Yeah, but then, you know,
at least we have the messaging.
But
the messaging.
So that was the concept. That's where I was going with this thing.
Is that what you were trying to get at, Bob?
Yeah, I have my hand raised, but yeah, that's what exactly I was trying to get at.
Okay.
So thank you, Bob, for being in that corner. Because it makes this discussion much more easy, and you don't need to get into whether or not we should get $49 more in library fines. That kind of shit drives me nuts.
Yeah, so, right.
Well, that's what I want to avoid as well, but right. I'm just saying, so now that we
now we're all going in
so
the same
now
direction.
We basically understand that, you know,
we
you
understand
could pay,
the message.
You could pay for this increase in the budget with the increased revenues that we're expecting from non real property or property use taxes. you know, for real property and, you know, motor vehicles and so forth. And you really don't have to, you know, make a mill rate increase. You lower it.
And the beauty, of that, you don't have to, looking forward, you can have an anticipated interest return of a dollar. Because you don't need that as an offset.
Oh, going forward.
Going forward.
Yeah.
And then next year, you'll have a surplus from that of whatever it is, $400,000.
So actually, this works out well because then, let's hypothesize that what we just said is true, that this will, you know, that the increased revenue from interest, the money's being returned by the Board of Education's, you know, Board of Selectmen, pretty much will cover, you know, the proposed increase. You know, then what we need to do is then approach it the other way we were talking about, which is let's just take a look at, lay it out, and then plug this revenue in and see if you come up with the same answer.
Yep. Yeah, I'm looking for numbers for my presentation.
Yeah. Because I think this is good, because you can, this would be a good talking point if it turns out to be accurate after we then plug this, you know, into the actual numbers. Yeah. This would be a good way to explain it. So I like this idea, Bob. Thank you for, you know, bringing it up. But I want to also do it the other approach and make sure that we get the same answer by working
the bottoms up,
bottoms up instead of top down.
Yeah.
And that way, if they take two different methods and you get to the same place, that makes me feel more comfortable than if you just did one method.
I mean, regardless,
can
right?
I ask a question?
Yes, Jill.
Thank you. Do we have an expectation of when the audit will be done? And will we have that information in enough time? Because that, I would think, I don't know, could that potentially factor in actually maybe lowering the mill rate?
Yes.
Well, Jill, your thoughts?
I don't know. We're still waiting for a few questions to be answered. So I'm not sure when we'll have that.
Well, theoretically it could, but it would depend upon the time.
And it will have a big impact. The surplus, knowing it, will have a big impact on this whole scenario. But I also want to be Debbie Downer, the interest that we earn above and beyond what we adopted for our revenue is only surplus if you realize all of the other revenues. The more than likely we will, but not a surplus until we realize all the other revenues that we
adopted. So collectively you have to realize all the revenues, including the extra interest that we didn't plan on, because if the other revenues fall short, then that's taken out of the amount of money from the interest.
And
so this
the
is just
thing,
a high level assumption.
If I could, Ross, just one other thing, and this may have been said, sorry, I was driving as fast as I could to get from the board meeting to home. get on this meeting, I apologize. You know, the amount of money that the Board of Ed is able to return is due to our lack of being able to be fully staffed.
Yeah.
And it's just been an ever revolving door. And we look forward to when that stops and we're fully staffed.
No, you made that very clear before. I think we all understand that.
It's a one-time thing.
But you bring it up because that question might be asked, and that's a simple response to the public, you know.
Think it has to be part of the presentation, to be honest.
Well, it's like, and it should be true of anything that the Board of Selectmen are also able to return. That's just based purely on this year's circumstances.
Right.
And, you know, they may not guarantee future results.
Right.
But again, I think it's better to mention it more often than not, because at least it's on the public record. And we're keeping ourselves aware of whoever happens to listen to or read the proceedings.
Can I ask a quick question on the audit?
Sure.
So why does it matter when the audit's done? Don't we have a view internally of where we land from a result standpoint? Or are we just saying there could be adjustments coming out of the audit that we didn't expect?
The adjustments will have an impact on it.
Okay, got it.
You're not seeing my hand raised, so I'm going to butt in.
Go
I want to pick up on Ashley's comment just now, and also Kristen's. And Joe, I resist the fact that that we can have no information until the audit comes out. It's unhelpful. And we can, we're big boys and girls. We know that these are estimates and we know that adjustments can be, you know, will be necessary. So why don't you just look up and see in last year's year-end statement from the Board of Ed and the one from the town and find out what the...
So I guess my question, I would rephrase what Bob is saying, is what prevents us from just having a swag at it is what I would,
right.
You know,
agree.
Rephrase, yeah. You know, is what Bob is saying, agreeing in sentiment, but just, you know, phrase it a little simpler is what prevents us from just having a swag that we understand can change, similar to what we were doing with the grand list.
Yeah, instead of poking around in the dark, these are important numbers. So, you know, we don't have to rely. We shouldn't even rely on them for, you know, down the penny accuracy. I'm sorry?
We should have an internal view, agreed.
Yeah, I mean, they're public documents.
So why don't we let Jill, you know...
It's not something that I've put together. I just, it's not, you know, something that I've been asked for or put together. And if we just get the questions answered, it'd be so much quicker. It's not something that you just throw together.
Jill, we have year-end statements from each of the boards. But you know through the accounting system what was spent.
Yeah, but there's adjustments, Bob. Adjustments with the tax numbers and all of that. It's not just numbers that are in the system. I don't
ballpark
have the
numbers,
tax numbers,
Jill. Ballpark numbers right now would be very informative to us.
Yeah, even if they have to be adjusted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. We don't know if we're talking a dollar or $1 million.
Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm keeping anything from anybody.
No one's saying that.
No, but I'm just saying we track monthly expenses against, you know, mm-hmm. target.
Or we could look at what the prior year adjustments were. Yeah. They have to be recurring, standard, and kind of...
Okay, with the understanding, again, that this is just like what we were saying about everything else. It's not being graven in stone, and it'll be subject to change upon the time, you know, what the auditors tell us.
I mean, is it... I know, Jill, this is not the progression that you like to see. But in this situation, as an example, at the end of June 30, both the town and the Board of Education would have produced a financial report like the ones we get each month. From that, it can be easily determined how much unspent cash there was.
So can we just, I mean, if you
it's
want to
not that, right? It's not that cut and dry. It's just not. Because you also have your separation fund and it's a different fund and money. So your funds, it's not that cut and dry. It's just not.
I'm not asking for a final number that we're going to bank on.
I understand that, but it's not something I can put together tonight.
So can I just ask for a timeout and just ask for, like, everybody to please just take a breath. Mm-hmm. And I understand that, Jill, this is something that you feel uncomfortable with doing because, you know, it sounds like you're afraid that you will be held to a number. And I said, Bob, I hear that you're frustrating. But again, I just want to remind folks we're all on the same team and trying to work, you know, to getting an answer, and sometimes we, you know, may need to do things a little bit differently. And so this is not maybe a typical request that we make, but this is also in the spirit of all the discussions we had as a team about can we do things differently to make the process more efficient and, you know, less painful. And again, realize that this is just stuff that we don't know 100% right now, and it's a swag, and it's just simply that we just mark it as such as an, you know, guesstimate. Yeah. So if it's something we can talk about offline, Jill, you know, I would really like to see what we can do to just get to something that's, you know, it's just more or less, you know, it's directional as to based on some past information with the understanding it's not necessarily going to hold true for the future, just like Kristen said.
And that'd be a conversation between the chair and.
So if that's something you, Jill, because, like, you know, I'm just like a. I'm even closer to your office now than I used to be. And maybe it's something you and I can talk about and just see if, you know, what we can do. And maybe we wind up in the same place, maybe we don't. Jill, would you be amenable to that? Because it's like I said, I'm just across the hallway in the registrar's office.
That's fine. I mean, it's not something that can be just whipped together. If this is what you want me to do, then fine, I'll do it. But if you don't ask me, I don't know what you...
Yeah, well, again, that's what I feel. You're suddenly putting you on the spot, and so that's why I'd like to try to take you off that feeling that way, and it's just something we can talk about and see what, you know, what's doable in the time frame that we have.
Yeah, nobody needs that tonight.
No.
Yeah, it's not something we need tonight. No. And I have the feeling maybe you're feeling that way, Jill, but it's something we really don't need tonight at all, but it's something that over the next couple of weeks or so, it might be helpful. So... if folks are comfortable with that, Jill, I will chat with you. I will be in the office a lot this week, still cleaning up after the election. So we'll have plenty of time to chat, get a cup of coffee or something, and see what we can do with this.
Ross, I'm also working on the responses to the auditor's questions. So I expect that we'll get those to him this week. And I can reach out to Stephen and see if he has a sense of when the audit will be finished based on receiving my responses.
Yeah, because if it's going to be, say if our next meeting is, let me look at our calendar, it's what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So if they're going to get the answer in a week, then Jill and I don't really need to worry too much because the auditor will have it. If they're going to be 3 or 4 weeks, then it's something maybe Jill and I should work on together and see what we can do without, you know, she's busy at this time of year and I want to respect that. And, you know, but still see what we can do.
Yeah, my sense is that he's largely done. He's just waiting for these responses.
Okay.
So let's find out, you know, and we'll talk about it. Like I said, I'm around because I'm over there in the registrar's office, so I'm available to talk. And if the three of us need to get together, we can figure out.
You gonna bunk out there now?
No, I got to get away from there because I'm going to bunk out of that office when we do actually start the voting on this thing this year. But anyway. Do you want to talk about revenues?
No.
I'm just asking. Amanda doesn't.
No, I didn't say no. I'm all about.
I thought you
hammering.
Just said no.
I saw people like shaking their heads, but I mean, well, we don't do it.
Well, I think
we have to do it the 18th.
We covered a lot of it.
I think we.
No, we have to pick. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's my understanding that we need to literally revise these revenues and choose numbers for each of these line items, and then choose numbers for each of these line items for next year's budget.
Right, which
am
is,
I wrong?
No, you're right.
You're right.
Let's go. So we have to do
let's
this.
Get a shot.
We can't just throw out a random total. We have to pick.
No, but I mean,
items.
This is the bottoms up approach. And if we do this, then we can see with some additional information that's
it's
coming.
Like
are we close? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's part of it.
Mm-hmm. So, I just thought it was our obligation that our board had to do this.
Oh, we do. But,
we do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just
wanted to get past the other topic.
Got it.
Then Jill and I will be having a discussion about that and circling around with Jim on it as well.
Okay.
Okay.
So what is column E? Is that the change?
The difference.
Column E is the difference, Jill.
Yep.
B?
E.
E is the
as in N-word.
Okay.
E is adopted versus actual.
Okay. Yeah.
So we brought in more revenue. And we budgeted what percent of revenue, tax revenue last year? Was it 98%?
Yes.
98. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's
for everything but motor vehicle.
Right.
Motor vehicles at 95.
You're better than that. So.
So do you have an idea of where it's going to come in at the end of this year? Property tax is going to come in?
No. I think that, well, regular property tax. I mean, we're 166,000 off. We may or may not get all of that. Motor vehicles. Motor vehicles, we've always reduced our adopted number.
Right.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure we did 95% for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So even at 95, we may have to reduce that number.
Okay. So in column F, are you going to put the revised number that we choose?
We can.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do we want to just stick with the actual?
So F will be proposed for 2025.
No, we have to revise 24 first.
Do you want F to be the revised income, or what are you saying that we want there? Because it sounds like we need to know what we have the adopted, you have the actual.
I can move it over if you want, and we can put the difference in Jill, F and have E as the change.
So just a quick question, Jill. When we look at adopted versus actual, what is there an as of date associated with the as?
That's what I ran the reports today, but not everything is booked. And then I were working alone for the better part of a month. So she's a little behind in entering revenues.
Okay. So this is actual as of today, and some of it may or may not be booked. I just
Correct.
Wanted to make sure
the,
it's
the
not
property,
active as...
The taxes are pretty much on.
Yeah.
They're up to date.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure this wasn't as of like February. So it's closer to April than it is to February.
Yes.
So March is in there.
Yeah.
So let's update that title at actual as of what, March 31st?
Well, I don't want to do that because there's still some missing. That's one reason I didn't do that.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, I could put that down, but I know that there's some... a lot not booked yet.
So why don't we, if you wanted to, then if we put the estimated close, you know, year-end close would be column F.
Yeah. What we're picking is the revised.
That we're guessing, you know, an estimated year-end revenue.
So 17,800? 17,800,000? Do we think that's...
Yeah. Sounds like
we're going to get 20 more grand.
Sure.
So let's start with column.
So title column F,
revised
FY24.
Right, that's what you need from us?
Yep. And then do we want to do G for proposed 25 or?
I don't know, do we want to
go
that
far right now? Let's just do F right now.
Let's just do this, because that will give us an idea, you know, rough idea towards what we think we might have as a surplus.
So let's even out row 6 and do 17,800,000.
Sure. Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
Yep. It's nice and even, okay.
Nope. Yeah, you're not.
Formatting is key. So you don't think we're going to make up that 30,000 in the next couple of months, Jill? You said for the motor vehicle.
I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. And I would suggest maybe we go to 94%.
Safer to leave it that way and revisit it next month. Mm-hmm.
We don't have to change it right this second either.
Right. So we'll just carry over our adopted.
Why don't we carry over the adopted? If you want to cut and paste from the adopted into the revised, and then we can just change it.
Yeah. I guess we'll do the same there. Right. Supplemental.
So the supplemental is a guess.
So, yeah, I guess we're going to carry over the adopted for that one, too.
Okay.
Prior year taxes, I would take the actual because it's higher.
Yeah. The problem with that is the more that you collect, the less that there is a prior year.
But we know we've at least brought in the 136.9, so can we carry
it? Oh, I'm sorry, yes, for this year. I was thinking next year.
Not next year, because I agree with you.
Yeah.
The more you collect, the less there is the next year.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, I would say we'll probably even to go 137 would be safe.
Sure, whatever. I wouldn't try getting it down to the nearest.
Trust.
If we're close enough to $1,000, it should be good enough.
It can't be much more interest rate in property.
No, so. I wouldn't think so. 71?
Yeah.
Because everything that's paid now is interest is tacked on, so.
Yeah, 71,000.
Yeah, so we're going to round it to 71.
Yep. Okay, next one.
Building official fees.
80?
I'm going to do 80.
Sure.
Yeah, Jill.
80,000. Well, we haven't taken out what goes back to the state yet. So that 78,000 isn't really, it's probably more like 75,000.
Right.
So let's just carry over.
Keep the adopted.
Yeah, keep the adopted number.
So you want to stay with 75 or do you want to go?
Yep.
Yeah, just stay with 75.
Be safe.
And the library looks like you're safe staying in around, what, 800 to 1,000? Just say 1,000.
Say 1,000.
It's not worth being too nitpicky.
Oh, gosh, building official services. So that went way under budget, huh?
So, Jim, do you know the percentage that we were increasing for the services? Or are we keeping everybody, I should ask, first?
Yeah, so currently we have contracts with all three towns for the next fiscal year.
Okay. You know,
this is revenue from other towns that we get.
Yeah.
Oh.
Off the top of my head, Joe, I don't know what the increase is. Okay. And we increase the
We're still doing this year, though.
So are we going to get that 41,000?
The 94 is based on contracts, right?
Okay.
We should receive all of that.
Yes. I keep jumping ahead.
Oh, selectmen fees were way down. So just 6 maybe?
Yeah, but in the end, when we start, it usually jumps up because more people get trash cans and...
So those are those trash permits, you know, the transfer station permits, pistol permits, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I would stay with the 12,745.
That works.
In the end, all of a sudden it starts.
Okay, because it is spring and I know I'm going to be getting my transfer station permit because my basement's full.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I'll see you down there.
Mm-hmm. How do we make revenue on telephone? That's a great question.
So it's taxes on town property for the telephone.
Oh,
Jim would know better than me.
Oh, the telephone switching stations and so forth. Yeah. We collect taxes from them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So.
So maybe 12,000.
The cell towers.
No, it's not going to be 12,000 this year. No. It's under 11.
11. He'll go 11.
Okay.
Yeah, it's under 11. I don't know the last. We're missing one. One more fee, and I can't off the top of my head. I would say, let's go with
10,500. Sure.
10,500.
Okay.
Yes.
Town clerk.
So, what do town clerk fees consist of?
Filing fees.
Okay.
Marriage license.
Dog license. Marriage license.
Yeah.
Copies. Vital statistics.
FOIA requests or copies and so forth.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We're still pretty far under, though.
We are.
Probably want to revise that down, right? I mean, I know it's marriage season, but
70?
Yeah, because you haven't had a lot of property transfers.
Yeah, 70 works.
Yeah.
All right.
That may just be that Jenna hasn't got to booking it all, too. So... But we'll be able to revisit this.
Okay. Yeah. We could highlight that one if that's less.
Tuition.
Okay. Yep, I can do that.
Yep, if that's less.
Tuition is the Columbia due?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's going to come in.
Right. I haven't had the opportunity to talk to Casal and see if we're still on target with that. Because it does change, because that also is special ed. Money that comes from the other towns, and I don't know, based on the IEPs, if we're still...
Seems like it would be prudent to keep last year's number, 94.
Yep.
And highlight that one, too.
Yeah.
So
a squishy one.
Okay. Miscellaneous.
That's just
10,000?
Do you want to do 10, 12?
Do 10.
Do 10.
Well, we're already at 11. So.
We are?
Yeah.
Well, that's accurate.
So let's do 12.
12.
I would say, well, even 12, I would think would be okay, because we're still recycling money we get in a little bit here and there. We get money from that, you know, that thing, the box outside of Carrie's office there.
Yeah.
So it's just dribbles, but I would say 12 wouldn't be out of the question.
Yeah, so let's do 12. 500. No, yes.
Yeah.
So we're doing 500.
You want to do 500?
Yeah,
so.
I think so. Yeah. It's going to be between 450 and 500, I think.
Yeah, I think it's going to. No.
I think it's higher.
Bob Moore was suggesting, and I think we're seeing it already in comments from the Federal Reserve today, that by the end of this year, there probably will be like one cut in the bond rate, and it'll be a quarter percent.
Yeah, they'll do it slowly.
So it'll be followed in the rest of the year by a couple more quarter percents. Not going to decrease our revenue that much, but it is going to probably decrease.
Do you want to do 450?
Well, we're not picking for next year. We're talking about this year.
Oh, that's true. So this year.
Next year.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
This year, this sounds reasonable.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Yeah.
What's row 20?
Yeah, what is rental?
Rental fees.
Yeah, who
what do we rent?
For the
we get rentals from the
CBCC and
we rent the old firehouse to them.
So do you think we'll hit 30 or
probably, because it's probably monthly rent, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
be,
we should.
Okay.
Oh, you'll make it.
That's
pretty much a fixed number.
Yeah.
Fixed revenue, rather. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Oh, we got some senior donations. Let's just do 665.
We're going to stay with 665?
Yeah, because we didn't budget anything.
They probably shouldn't.
That's going to be a fixed number also.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
There we go.
We know a lot.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
So
now, ECS, it should be what we're, it's going to be actually more than the 2,626,000.
That's good.
But it could be adjusted by the Board of Ed if they were off with their estimates for, but it shouldn't be all that much. So if we go with the, I'm just figuring.
Let's just go with the adopted for now.
The adopted amount should be good.
That's a safe number.
And it saves us a lot of breaths.
Yeah.
And then the adult education is fixed, right? Maybe.
That looked pretty consistent. Expenses are.
This is most of this is. So this one is done. The.
Yep.
Back to transportation?
Yeah.
Yep. This one, the pilot's done.
So that's it.
So the actual. Oh, you brought in more than we.
That's good.
This, the 130 was unbudgeted.
Right. So we'll just carry that over.
Yep. And so all of that.
Was the 130 restricted?
Restricted? What do you mean by that? We didn't budget for it.
But we could use it on things that were in our current expense budget?
It goes into the general fund.
Okay, got it.
I have a different number for ECS that came from the state. Do you want that?
That's what I was saying, that it is more, but they wanted to go with the lesser number. Because that's what we started with originally, but then it revised to a higher number. But
yeah. Well, I mean, that's what the list keeps coming out saying, the number that we have is what we have. Whatever you guys want to do.
Let's hear it.
All right. $2,683,216 for education cost share.
An increase of about $60,000.
Yeah, you're off a couple of decimals for that anyway, for ECS, Jill.
Well, that's what I was saying to you. That could be adjusted down.
It could. She's right.
Adjustments, yes. But I mean, we can go with what they adopted if that's what you want to do.
No, what I'm saying is
you just copied the number over wrong.
The numbers needs to.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is off. I'm sorry. I missed that. I'm off a little couple digits or eight digits.
There we go. Okay.
Only 2 million, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. What's 2 million?
It's chump change. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Project. So we didn't get that.
But it comes at the very end.
It will come. Okay, perfect.
Yep. It's already there. And this is a guess. This is what they, for tickets, comes in quarterly. We've gotten half the year so far.
Okay, so let's just stick with the two.
State police are supposed to be going for more tickets.
Yeah, let's
do
with the two.
1,000.
2,000.
Yeah,
do
1,000.
I'm sorry, what do you want to go with?
We're already at 780.
Are you already at?
Oh. We're at 780.
Oh, no.
Oh, 1,500.
Amanda's water bottle was blocking me. That's okay, Amanda.
Oh, darn, Amanda.
It is a big water
bottle. No. Just busting your
chops. You want to go 15?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's get this.
There we go.
Okay.
And so what's the difference between that and the adopted?
What, a million?
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Pretty close to a million.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll take it.
A lot of its interest.
Yeah, half of its interest, more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Still good.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what you're saying is close. Well, and that doesn't include the give back.
Right.
Or the surplus.
Yeah.
Right.
So
right.
We're already going in,
so
like,
that's what I'm
it's
saying.
Way over.
Good story, yeah.
It's a good story. It's a good
if
year.
If we were to adopt
it's,
these
it's a good year to be a rookie on this board.
I was a rookie
well,
last year.
Well, with that revaluation, it normally is. But.
You know, even disregarding, even without that.
Well, without
that. Even without that. You would have been dropping the mill rate.
No, because, yeah, and regardless of that, it also, if you're dropping the mill rate because you already have the money from other sources than taxes,
right.
Then what people pay is going to stay about the same.
Exactly.
Or possibly
right.
Go down
right.
Slightly.
Right.
So, Jill, in terms of
in general,
yep.
What I put in the materials that are going to be presented at the public hearing, do I put the revised revenue or the adopted revenue?
So, I the revised.
Okay. So, whatever number we come up with here. So, I would be using the 24.
Okay.
Correct.
279,027. Although you can just send this to me, right?
Yes.
And we were conservative with this.
Yeah.
Too.
And this is a safe number that
right.
we can probably improve before we go there.
Yeah.
Make
yeah,
everybody
this, which is a better thing to do because it's better to go into the public hearing
oh, yes.
A little high and then you can bring it down
oh, yeah.
Because
manage
we,
expectations.
You know, realize more.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Way better than the
it's
other
like
way
negotiation.
Around.
You can't go off.
So next meeting we'll do
right.
The next meeting we'll do the proposed FY25.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Because
then that'll
point,
fit.
Yeah.
This will fit nicely, you know, with this. Because then we'll see what the delta is. We'll have this information
yep.
To apply
that's
to
right.
It.
Okay.
All right.
Transfers.
So I guess we do the transfers. We have them up on the screen, please. I don't know who has them. Jill, if you have the transfers or.
Yeah, there's three of them there.
I don't have them ready available, but I can.
I do.
Amanda's got them, so we'll just put them up. It's one of the things when we can, I just like them up on the screen so the public can see them. They know better what we're talking about.
There were three transfers, all of them went towards the capital improvements, the fire truck additional equipment. And they're taken from three different funds, just.
It was for the installation of equipment into the new.
Right. For the new vehicle, there were some minor changes and required some differential that was not budgeted for.
So let's see, let's scroll. Oh, that's the budget. So any questions on the transfers? So not seeing any. I'm just gonna look down here, no hands up. So then why don't we move on to ongoing business discussion of our FY 2024 expenditures and revenues, and it looks like we probably covered a little bit.
Yeah, I think we have.
We covered a little bit of the revenue side of it.
Oh, right.
Since we just went through the work for 20, you know, to guess what we have as surplus for 2025. So let's, so I would just ask, since we already went through that part on expenditures, is there anything that is going to, you know, that either the Board of Education or the Board of Selectmen think that we need to be concerned about?
Not from the Board of Ed at this time.
The only thing I will just say as far as like the registrars are concerned, you'll see a blip of expenses this year because of the early voting.
Ross?
What?
The Finance Committee has to vote on these transfers because they're out of budget.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jill. I meant to ask that and then it slipped my mind.
Yes.
So thank you. Let's go back to that.
I'll move we adopt the requested transfers as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, so we had a motion was made by Bob Morris, seconded by Amanda Gordon. Any further discussion to approve the proposed transfers? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. And Bob, I didn't hear you. Were you?
I said an aye.
Okay, thank you, sir. So then that's unanimous by the members present. Then we can go on to the budgets and expenditures. So I just will just point out that you'll probably see a blip in there for the registrars of voters. I'm just guessing we spent probably about $1,200 a day on the early voting because of the requirements that are mandated by the, you know, Secretary of State for the new early voting law that was adopted. So it's probably going to be about $4,500 that you will see when we get all the timesheets in, just for the early voting piece of it. The actual voting will be the usual thing. We just have to do it since it's a primary, we have to do a Democrat, basically run two separate elections, the Democratic as well as the Republican. So you'll see the usual amount that you would see for, you know, primary.
See that August is a primary.
August is a primary, and August there's a primary with 10 days of early voting, and I think at least two of those are
freaking weekend
12-hour days.
Really?
Oh yeah.
For early voting,
it's nuts.
Who said?
My apolitical opinion, and then there's like there's also. Now, I enforce it. I will do it regardless. I just disagree with the policy,
right.
But I do it anyway because it's mandated and
we all do. We just bite our lip and suck it up. But
no,
it's
but
still
I'm just saying,
no,
and you also see a huge one out in the, again, so August, you know, so we got the primaries coming, not the primaries, the referenda.
Oh, yeah.
So depending if we do one and done, we're lucky. Otherwise, you'll see some expenses this fiscal year and then some next. And then for the presidential elections, there's 14 days of early voting. So you put in like $1,200 to $1,500 a day.
We budgeted for that.
For that,
yeah. But this early voting this spring was not budgeted.
No, that wasn't.
So that's the key thing.
That's key.
Yeah, so that's the key thing.
Yeah.
the other stuff is in the proposed budget. And again, if you guys are unhappy with that, please talk to your state representatives and senators, because they're the ones who have some control over what happens with it. We just enforce the law. So, anything else on revenues then, since we just did expenditures? I'll ask the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Education if there's anything on the revenue side that is jumping out at folks.
No.
I'm not seeing anything from the selectmen present, and anybody from Board of Education wants to say yay or nay?
Yeah, no, nothing.
Ashley's saying nothing.
Kristen,
I see Kristen's shaking her head, nothing.
Okay.
So then I guess since we're on track with those, let's go on to the budget calendar, which we also touched on earlier. So just to go over the key dates that we have coming up, because we have the public hearing coming up at the end of this month. On the 30th. And then we have the some other key dates leading up to that. So our next meeting is going to be on the 18th?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's our regular meeting, a special meeting proposed for the 22nd if needed. We have to have the budget filed with the town clerk by the 26th. So not much time to work on this, so the sooner we can get whatever information that we think we can, we need to do that, and then agree to any placeholders that we're going to put in there before the presentation of the budget, and also if the, you know, and just see if there's any other further reductions, you know, in either further reductions in expenses or offsets from any other, you know, surpluses
mm-hmm.
realized beyond what we've already discussed.
Mm-hmm.
So any questions about that?
Nope.
And then we'll have the special meeting, of course, like as soon as we can on the second, right after we have the, you know, the referendum, not the referendum, the hearing, because we have to actually.
Oh, we set the budget.
Yeah, we actually have to adopt the budget. Any questions about that? We've got a hand up, Bob.
Yes. Before the meeting ends, I would just like to ask Jim and Kristen if they're each of their boards prepared year-end statements from, you know, when from the closing on June 30, and if it wasn't done, you know, by the 11th or 12th of July, if it was done by August or September, I would like to have a copy of that. H.
Bob, you have a copy of ours. I presented to you guys in September.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, I can resend it to you if you know what I mean. What you tell me.
I don't recall seeing it because I would have been looking for that number at the year.
So, I have a suggestion. If you could, Kristen, why don't we just send it to the board?
I'll send it to everybody.
Yeah, yep. That way, again, it's one of those things that's better to have it twice than.
Pretty sure you missed that meeting, Bob.
I think okay. I did.
Okay. I'll send it to everybody right now.
Terrific.
Thank you. And then I guess the other one question then is to Jill if there's a similar closeout that we have. Jill, are you on mute or just cursing me for asking?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What did you say?
No, there's a question. Bob asked, we have the year and closeout statements from Board of Ed and Board of Selectmen. Kristen is sending hers. This is from last fiscal year. And Bob is asking if we had one from the town as well. Board of Selectmen, I should say.
Well, we did them for the three board meetings, as much as we knew at the time, with the audit adjustments, that'll change a little bit.
Yeah. Can I have it?
I can send it out to you.
Yeah, would you be kind enough to just send it to the whole board? And I think that way we'll all have it.
I'll have the same thing.
Yeah, because sometimes it does get buried in emails.
Thank you.
Thank you. So any comments on the budget calendar? Not seeing any further ones, I'll ask if we want to move on to the public communication and outreach. And just note that we had met as a committee for the first time, the subcommittee for the first time earlier this evening, and went through our agenda. And I will let Amanda talk about her presentation, and then we can talk about the our recommendations or suggestions for this larger board to consider and decide how you want to act on. Because again, we just came up with recommendations. We didn't act on anything. So this is just for the larger team to look at.
And I still don't know that it's ready for action, but
it's probably not.
So I used last year's template to create this year. So I basically went in and filled changes that I could. But obviously, I highlighted a lot of stuff in yellow so that I remember to check it before the hearing, because it's all stuff that's subject to change. So you just put the basic information in the front, right? Proposed total expenses, the new proposed mill rate, the vehicle mill rate, which the vehicle mill rate I don't think is changing. Then there's the letter from the Finance Committee to the public. So I basically said the only addition to the town's budget is a part-time finance department intern. Didn't think there was anything else from the Board of Ed. Talked about the reductions we did to each of the budgets, and I have to change this.
And let me just interrupt for a second. If folks have a question, please just, I would say, please butt in, because I have to move the pictures out of the way so I can't see if anybody has their virtual or physical hand raised.
Kristen, I didn't think of anything material to call out for that first bullet point.
That's Ashley speaking.
Board of Ed, but
sorry, I was busy trying to find that email again. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay. This very first section, we're calling out significant movers or additions, and there is a Board of Select or yes, a Selectman Town kind of update there. I couldn't think of anything material individually to call out for Board of Ed in terms of additions. Unless you can think of anything.
No, agreed. It's okay. Salaries and benefits.
Yeah, and I got that elsewhere. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, thank you. Just drawing attention to the due diligence of the boards and our multiple levels of reduction, right, to get to where we are. And then the primary drivers, salaries and benefits, contractual obligations, special education, software and IT, vendors and services, early voting, refuse and garbage. Way to end it. Mm-hmm. Garbage. We end on garbage.
Yes.
Then the next slide will, based on last year, we do the expenditures and revenues, and this is just a placeholder. It's a hot mess because I don't have the numbers there. There will be an expenditure pie chart, and then the revenue pie chart goes on the bottom, which we don't have yet. Mm-hmm. Next slide is expenditures, where the money gets spent. So I've got a Board of Ed pie chart. I need to build out the Board of Selectmen pie chart, because I don't have it broken down by these types of categories yet, so I'll have to go through and do some summing. Then the next slide, as proposed, is Board of Education increases explained. So these are the top categories of increases, so the dollar
value.
Your
phone was ringing.
Excuse me, Jill.
And then I've got, I don't know, we debated whether or not we should include this chart of where Bolton stands in comparison to other town increases.
The discussion that we had when we looked at those other towns is they're not an apples to apples comparison with Bolton.
Because of the reval, especially.
Sorry, Bob, you broke up.
Because of the reval, especially?
No, just the kind of...
Size of town, size of the school system.
Yeah. Their priorities. And
there's not a lot of comparable towns.
No, it's not hard. Close by, anyways.
It's hard.
But I mean, it's
illustrative.
That's a
point.
And then the drivers I just copied from your presentation, Kristen. And then did the same thing. So this one I really had to make up. So.
Could you go back to the previous one?
Yep,
I'm sorry. So. When you say Board of Education increase, this is percentage just in the actual budget ask for expenses, correct? This is how much the actual budget went up.
For each of these
line items, for the biggest line items increases.
Yeah, and then the little chart on the right side where it says proposed increase, that again is just the raw percentage of, we asked for this much last year, we're asking this much for this year, this is how much the increase was.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Just want to make sure it's the dollars as opposed to it, you know, the mill rate being affected.
Oh, no, 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 no. I am not that fancy. Board of Selectmen increases explained. So what the Board of Selectmen talked about a lot was that a lot of it's outside of our control. Two of the main areas are refuse and elections, the early elections. So, you know, still considering whether we wanted to add this piece or not, which is related to, sorry, I cannot get that to go away. you know, what each household is paying for refuse now versus what they would be if they didn't do it through the collective town bargaining. And then the
so you want a typical number that, like, somebody would pay if they have to do it on their own.
Like as a Glastonbury resident, because they don't get picked up.
Yeah.
I should just ask my husband.
Or Hebron. Hebron doesn't get it.
Oh, they don't get it either. I'll just reach out to my people in Hebron and ask what they get, what they pay.
The towns around are us, Vernon, and Manchester.
Oh, okay. And then the three other highest areas, so I just explained the increases.
No, but everyone else does.
Oh, okay.
I explained the increases in administration. So professional and other technical services went up 61,000 and tried to explain where that's coming from, which is our separate Office 365 accounts from the BOE, which increased cost significantly. Cost of our IT vendor, cybersecurity and technology infrastructure upgrades, and increases to other software as a service vendors. Is that an accurate explanation, Jim? Mm-hmm. I mean, I can send this out and you guys can tell me.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was trying to unmute myself.
And then for Fire Commission, we increased stipends to volunteer firefighters to try and increase volunteer retention. Raises were provided to officers, including a 94% raise for the fire chief, bringing, if I could spell correctly, the salary to 29,000 with an eye towards the sustainability of the department. And then the finance department is a smaller increase, again, for that temporary part-time internship position.
Can I just weigh in? I know I'm not Board of Selectmen, but I just wonder under administration, I think the cybersecurity piece is critical in this increase. Yeah, that's the total increase for those professional services. But if we hadn't done that, we would not have cybersecurity insurance. And the town and the Board of Education would be at peril.
And
because we had discussed that the last time, and it would be good to put that in. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah.
To ensure insurability? No.
Well, to ensure insurance.
Well, cybersecurity is in a lot of people's mind. Every fifth ad on TV.
Right. Every time I turn around, I have another notice of a cyber breach from a Norton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Symantec telling me another 100 million.
That's something everybody understands.
Yeah. So I mean, we can word mint this later. Yeah. I mean, this is in the final version, but so then, sorry. The chart is just the dollar value of increases, obviously from the biggest increase down to the smaller, just for the top categories. And then I have a slide on, I don't know why I got so big. So this is revaluation and mill rate. So just explaining what the revaluation is in as layman's terms as possible. Explain why it's hard to compare mill rates after you do the revaluation because you change the assessment base. And then explaining how we, you know, what a mill is, an example of how to calculate it, just if people want to know, and then our mill rate history with 40 as a placeholder. I just picked a random math number. And then the teal bars are the fiscal years that are impacted by revaluations.
So
the first,
it's the year after the actual reval.
And then I have a chart in here, which Jill and I will have to talk about whether it's feasible or not. I think it's helpful to the town to see the mill rate calculation. In here, I think what it doesn't have here is the fixed rate vehicle piece, which would have to be built in. And then last year we did this, so I would plan to do the same thing this year, which is a comparison of, you know, if you added this value this year, what would it look like versus last year? No, and then like probably a caveat at the bottom that's like, remember, the value of your home changed between last year and this year.
And then we had this, what happens next, which just explains the process, mm-hmm. right? About who can do what moving forward. And that was it.
That was the last slide?
Definitions.
Oh, definitions.
Just for Gables.
Yeah. Amanda, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think it's great.
Excuse me, Bob, you broke up.
I said terrific. Thank you.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, I've got to fill in a lot of things and finalize a lot of things, but this is the gist. So is there anything else?
It's nice to be able to fill in instead of create.
I'm sure.
I mean, that's a.
I mean, I still have to create charts.
It's way stuff, over my head.
So is there any other thing you think that's missing?
No.
Topic?
No.
Very complete.
No, that's as, I don't think, yeah, that's as much as anybody can handle.
And then the other plan is to take some of the salient things from these slides and put it into a front and back one pager that we can send out via the bulletin and put in the library and the senior center.
Senior center, yep.
So I will have those for the 18th.
And if you want, we could also probably do it as a PDF link on the town website.
Oh, yeah.
Too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Because that would be another good place to put it, because some people do.
So, yeah, that would be similar to what Hebron did, but specifically to our stuff. So that's all she wrote.
Awesome.
Question, please, for Kristen. Got to ask this when you or Ashley brought up, I think that the unspent the estimate of the unspent cash for the Board of Ed through the end of this year went up from 300,000 to 350. What you're going to contribute toward?
Commitment towards next year's budget, yes.
And my question is, was that 50,000 as a consequence of adjusting for the now known insurance stuff?
Some known, right? So we're still hanging on to insurance, some insurance monies, should we be able to hire some paraprofessionals or fill the open certified staff positions that we have. We have a new staff member starting the Monday after vacation. So we didn't recognize any of those savings because I just want to make sure that person comes and that really is going to happen. So, you know, we're trying to actualize as best we can up right up until the end. So I do anticipate the board will be giving back additional monies, provided that special ed does not go sideways, which, you know, we all know can happen pretty quickly. And that will go towards the following year's budget, as is, you know, been longstanding past practice.
Thank you.
I'm looking at John.
So any other questions? I just want to make sure, because
I'm waiting.
Actually, it's too late. Amanda already made the motion.
I second it.
Amanda made the motion to adjourn. Ashley seconded it. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Bob, you are
aye.
You don't need to vote on that.
Oh.
It doesn't hurt.
It's the most fun part of the week.
It is, I agree.
All right, see you all.
Amanda and I usually.
Thank you very much for all your
help. Good night.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Oh, good.